February 25th through March 3rd. Matthew chapters 6 through 7. He taught them as one having authority. When we read the scriptures with a question in mind and with a sincere desire to understand what Heavenly Father wants us to know, we invite the Holy Ghost to inspire us. As you read Matthew chapters 6 through 7, pay attention to these impressions. The Sermon on the Mount is one of the best-known discourses in Christianity. The Savior taught with rich images, such as a city set on a hill, lilies of the field, and wolves disguised as sheep. But the Sermon on the Mount is far more than a beautiful speech. The power of the Savior's teachings to his disciples can change our lives, especially when we live by them. Then his words become more than words. They become a sure foundation for life that, like the wise man's house, can withstand the world's winds and floods. See Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 25. Ideas for personal scripture study. Matthew chapter 6 through 7. I should set my heart upon heavenly things. It's not always easy to prioritize the things of God over the things of the world. Which of the Savior's teachings in Matthew chapter 6 through 7 help you focus on heavenly things? What thoughts or impressions do you have as you study his words? What are you inspired to do? Consider recording your impressions. For example, there is a table in the manual. In the first column is the scripture, Matthew chapter 6 verses 1 through 4. And in the second column is the impression. For example, I should care more about what God thinks of me than what others think. Matthew chapters 6 through 7. I can draw closer to God through humble, sincere prayer. The Sermon on the Mount contains many themes, and the themes you notice will depend to a degree on the current circumstances of your life and what the Lord wants to communicate to you. One theme of Matthew chapters 6 through 7 is prayer. Take a moment to evaluate your prayers. How do you feel you are doing in your efforts to draw closer to God through prayer? What teachings in Matthew chapters 6 through 7 inspire you to improve how you pray? Record the impressions you receive through the Spirit. For example, there is a table in the manual. In one column lists the scripture, Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. In the second column lists the impression. When I pray, I should treat Heavenly Father's name with reverence. Or, Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. When I pray, I should express my desire that the Lord's will be done. You might consider reading the Sermon on the Mount once more, this time looking for another recurring theme or message that is especially applicable to you. Record what you find in a study journal, along with your thoughts and impressions. Matthew chapter 6, verse 7. What does it mean to use vain repetitions in prayer? People often understand vain repetitions to mean repeating the same words over and over again. However, the word vain can describe something that has no value. Using vain repetitions in prayer can mean praying without sincere, heartfelt feeling. See Alma chapter 31, verses 12 through 23. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. Why don't we recite the Lord's Prayer? President Russell M. Nelson taught, quote, "The Lord prefaced his prayer by first asking his followers to avoid vain repetitions, see Matthew 6, 7, and to pray after this manner, see Matthew 6, 9. Thus, the Lord's Prayer serves as a pattern to follow and not as a piece to memorize and recite repetitively. The Master simply wants us to pray for God's help while we strive constantly to resist evil and live righteously." End quote. See Lessons from the Lord's Prayers in the Ensign or Liahona, May 2009. Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. I should judge righteously. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, the Savior may seem to be saying we should not judge. But in other scriptures, including other verses in this chapter, he gives us instructions about how to judge. If that seems puzzling, the Joseph Smith translation of this verse might help. Quote, "Judge not unrighteously that ye be not judged, but judge righteous judgment, end quote. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, footnote A. What do you find in Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5, along with the rest of the chapter, that helps you know how to judge righteous judgment? See also Judging Others in True to the Faith, pages 90 through 91, and Lynn G. Robbins, The Righteous Judge in the Ensign or Liahona, November 2016. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. I come to know Jesus Christ by doing His will. The phrase, I never knew you, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 23, was changed in the Joseph Smith translation to, ye never knew me. See Matthew chapter 7, verse 23, footnote A. How does this change help you better understand what the Lord taught in verses 21 through 22 about doing His will? How well do you feel you know the Lord? What can you do to know Him better? See also David A. Bednar, If Ye Had Known Me, in the Ensign or Liahona, November 2016. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you study the Sermon on the Mount with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. Matthew chapter 6 through 7. One way to learn from Matthew chapter 6 through 7 as a family is to watch the videos Sermon on the Mount, The Lord's Prayer, and Sermon on the Mount, Treasures in Heaven, on LDS.org. Family members could follow along in their scriptures and pause the videos whenever they hear something they want to discuss. This activity could span several days if needed. Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 13. What can we learn about prayer from the way the Savior prayed? How can we use His prayer as a model to improve our personal and family prayers? See also Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. If you have younger children, you might practice praying together. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. What does it mean to seek first the kingdom of God? How are we doing this as a family? Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. You could use a tiny wood fragment and a large piece of wood to represent a mote and a beam as you discuss the Savior's teaching about judging others. Consider reading the entry, Judging Others, in True to the Faith, pages 90 through 91, as part of this discussion. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. To help your family better understand the Savior's parable of the wise man and the foolish man, you could let them pour water on sand and then on a rock. How can we build our spiritual foundations on a rock? Improving personal study. Share insights. Discussing principles you learn from your personal study is not only a good way to teach others, it also helps strengthen your own understanding. Try sharing a principle you learned from this week's reading with a family member or in your church classes.